says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
This is your country boy.
Folks can survive.
Surviving in northern North Dakota. And I better talk fast and get on to it, because Donald Trump is live right now. And right now means November 8th, 2023. This is a live show, and this is the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump is live from Hialeah, Florida, and also simultaneously, I'll switch over as much as we can stand of the Republican debate in Miami, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from where the president is speaking to a gigantic crowd at Hialeah. And the five Lilliputians in the Republican, still standing in the Republican primary, are debating right now. Let's listen to the president first. Here he is in Hialeah, Florida. This is right now, live. I just have to turn up the volume. Here we go. Huge crowd. Hialeah is right next to his golf course in Doral. Here he goes.
Foreign policy judgment of any human being, and the Secretary of State said it, the Secretary of Defense said it. We're pleased to be joined tonight by some really incredible people. A woman who ran a fantastic race for governor of Arizona, and they said, come on Tuesday. Come,
you know,
Republicans,
Lake.
Rightfully, they like to come on Tuesday to vote. They don't like sending out their ballots into the open atmosphere and maybe never seeing them again. That happens. But she really ran a great campaign. And on Tuesday, they had lines that were miles long in Arizona, miles. And it was hot. And unfortunately, over 50% of the machines in the Republican areas only didn't work. So they always find something. That's why they ask me, the first question they ask me, sir, how do you take it? How do you do it? How do you wake up in the morning? How do you go through it? They're after you like nobody's ever been after you before. They're persecuting you. I said, that's okay. I do it because I love it, because we're doing something so great. It's history. We're saving our country. It doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. And the second question I get, is, will they do it again, sir? And you know what they mean. Will they do it again? Will they cheat again? Because they cheated like a bunch of dogs. Will they do it again? And we have the best everything. They're going to try. Look, that's all. You can't win elections when you say open borders, bad education, high interest rates, high taxes, tremendously big and impossible regulations, weak on every nation, not respected by anybody. The United States right now is a laughingstock all over the world. They don't respect our president. They respected me. They don't respect our president. They don't respect anything about us. And then you're supposed to win an election. They win their elections by cheating. That's what they
right.
do. That's the only way. You can't win an election with open borders. And I don't even care. They're liberal as hell. When you see people pouring in from these mental institutions and from jails, from Africa, from Asia, from all over Europe, and from South America, it's not just South America, who the hell is going to vote? They cheat like hell. And I will say it, I've been indicted for saying it. And yet they used to say that about me in 2016. The election was rigged. The election was stolen. We're going to put up a slate of electors against Trump. You know who did that?
Hillary.
Thomas Jefferson did it many years ago, and it's been done many times. But in 2016, they even tried to get me on Alabama, and I won it by like 45 points. They said he cheated on Alabama. I said I won it by 45 points. I must have cheated by a lot. It's a great state with incredible people. But they did the same thing. When you look at Maxine Waters. Watch the way she talks. Look at Tlaib today, what she said, the mouth, the horrible things she said. Look at some of the things that they say. They want you to walk into that restaurant and knock the hell out of them, they said. Right? All of the horrible things they said, and far worse than that. And nothing happens. But if we say peacefully and patriotically, oh, that's so threatening. These people are sick. They're sick. And we're not going to let them get away with it. We're not going to let it happen. And it happened once. It's not going to happen twice. You know, we did much better the second time than we did the first. I say it proudly. We did much better the second time. You know, we won in 2016. And then we got millions and millions of more votes the second time. Never happened to a president. Usually a president will, if they win, they'll win with less votes than they got the first time because people get bored. You know, he's a boring guy. I don't think I'm too boring, but he's a boring guy. I got the largest number of votes ever gotten by a sitting president, and I got the biggest increase. There's never been somebody. I went from 63 million to, I believe, over 75 million, and that's been recorded by them, not by me. How about the real number, okay? How about the real number? So we got like 12 million more votes, and the most before that was a couple of million votes. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, has anyone ever heard of him? Barack Hussein. Remember Rush Limbaugh? The great Rush Limbaugh gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Rush. Remember, he used to go, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. But Obama got less votes the second time by a lot. I mean, he was against a candidate that didn't do too well, but he got far less votes. And most presidents do, but some get a little bit more, but they get this much more. We got like millions and millions and millions of more votes. I was told that if we get 63 million, the original number, we can't lose. So we got millions of more votes than that, and they stole the election, but we're not going to let it happen again. We're not going to let it. We're going to be vigilant. We're going to be there. You know, I went home. I did like six or seven rallies twice in the last couple of days. I did rallies. I started off in 82-degree weather. And by the time I finished at 2 o'clock in the morning, the weather was about 7 degrees below zero. That's called pneumonia time, right? That was like you start off wearing almost a bathing suit and you end up wearing fur coats in the same day. Pneumonia. But I went home and I did my job. I think I thought we did great. And we had such great turnout. We had crowds like this. We had such great turnout. And after the turnout, all of the things that happened, all of that great turnout was so incredible. And I thought I did my job because I went home to watch it on television and I loved seeing. And at 9 o'clock, it was over. 10 o'clock, it was really over. And then bad signals. We have found some additional votes. Oh, let's here we go. Then at 3:02 in the morning, we saw some things happen. And then we watched it. We watched it be stolen. We watched it be stolen. Very serious thing. And again, we can't have a country if we don't have borders and if we don't have elections, if we don't have fair elections, we can't have a successful border. We can't have. But Carrie Lake ran and she did great. She did phenomenal. It was a part of our movement, but it was a whole big part of a movement in a great place. And, they got there and they actually had to take her offline. Stand up, Carrie, please. They had to take her offline. Because it's Arizona and the weather is warm, to put it mildly. And she was standing in line and the police came. They said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you could be waiting for hours. We'd like to take you to another area to vote. They took her to a Democrat area. She walked in, voted, and left. The lines were miles long, and many of those people had to leave. They had to leave because, you know, it's hot. They have Little League games for their kids.
We had an interruption there in the signal. And let's see if we can. Let's go over. I'm going to really torture you now. We're going to go from the president there to the Republican debate. Let's go to that. If you can stand it, if you can stand it.
You know, I'm an Obama judge and I'm proud of it, and I don't care what the merits of this case, you're in deep trouble. It's hard to win.
Okay, that was the repaired audio now.
A lot of them, not all of them, and we just want fairness. But the Republican judge will say, oh, I want to show my fairness.
They're repairing their audio, so I'm going to turn that down. And let's go to the Republican debate. Here we go. So now you're going to hear the clowns.
Oh, there's going to be a greater surplus. When you allow for those who have leases to actually start drilling,
that's
to
Tim
start
Scott.
Using those leases for more
Lie.
Energy excavation, you put our economy in the strongest position. And as a result of that, prices start going down. That is the kind of economy that, as president of the United States, I would lead this nation
to
making sure that we first use
the
resources
not gonna be president.
In our own country and not going outside of
Get
our country
it together.
In order to achieve our objective.
When are you going
Congress
to endorse Trump?
Reminds us that the borrower is slave to the lender. We have become an indentured servant too often to countries like China. By having an energy economy, we start allowing to once
Senator,
again return.
Senator, thank you. Let me ask the same question to Governor DeSantis. Can you give us some, you ticked off a number of things a moment ago, but some specific examples of ways that would put people on a better economic footing right away?
So I started off working minimum wage jobs. I did $6 an hour as an electrician's assistant. I worked all kinds of things to be able to get through school. And I did that because I believed in America, if you work hard and get the most out of your God-given ability, you can get ahead. And what's happening now, many of you are working hard and you're falling further and further behind. I've met people in Iowa, New Hampshire, and all across the country who've talked about all the burdens that they're facing with the rising prices. And
let me ask you, folks. Does that sound rehearsed to you? Does that sound like that was rehearsed in front of a mirror?
Out of the cart once it's ringing up, because it rings up so much faster and so much higher at the cash register that they can't afford the full cart of groceries anymore. We have to restore the American dream in this country. What can you do on day one? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all the executive orders, the regulations, everything involving Bidenomics. I'm going to rip it up. And I'm going to throw it in the trash can on day one where it belongs. That is going to give the economy breathing room. And I'm also going to rein in the Federal Reserve. They have helped create with their
Okay, so pretty bad, isn't it? Let me turn that down, and let's see if we can go back to the president, the real deal, and get his audio back.
Would have been maybe heard of years ago. They actually had more people watching television. It was more honest in those days. They had real news. They used to have real news, not fake news. But she opened up a show, and she said a couple of words tonight. I know, but I'll introduce her again. Roseanne Barr, 28 million people. 28 million, wherever you may be, Roseanne. She's an incredible person. If, a man that I will never fight. I don't mind fighting people. Like Biden said, I want to take him to the back of the bar. Remember, he used to say, if I said that, they'd say it's a terrible thing. When he says it, it's okay. He wanted to take me to the back of the bar. If I went like this, he'd fall down. But this guy is so tough, and he grew up in the streets of Miami, the streets, the really, the mean streets. One of the greatest fighters in the history of the UFC, a champ, a great guy. I promised him I wouldn't tell him what a great person he is because I'll destroy his image, but he's a great person. He loves what we've done. He loves MAGA, and he's all man. Jorge Masvidal. Where is Jorge? Where are you, Jorge? Where is he? Thank you. With his beautiful son. His son looks at me and he puts up his fist. He wants to fight me. The kid's this big. You know what they call that? Genes, Jorge. That's genes. He's got good genes as a fighter. His kid, he's like about 6 years old. He puts up his fists at me. And I didn't want any part of him because I know who produced him. Another man that's great just like Jorge, but in a different world, the world of politics. He's a truly knowledgeable guy, and he's a great, great person. Roger Stone. I hear he's here.
Very good. Roger great salute to Roger Stone. That's nice.
He's a great guy and very, very talented guy. And a person who's really taken the country by storm. Very powerful person, very strong person, very courageous person, a warrior. Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer. Okay, these are
thanks,
big.
Laura. Great job you do.
These are great, great.
And also my son, Don. By the way, how did he do? Good? He's a good guy. He loves our country and he loves you. He's a good guy. And Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's fantastic. Kimberly was on the 5 years ago, and she was always nice to me, so I never forgot that. She was one of the few. Rapper Lil Pump. Lil Pump. L-I-L. Lil. I said, how do you pronounce that? They said Lil. And a great pitcher for the New York Yankees. They call him the Hialeah Kid. Nestor Cortez. Where is Nestor? He's a great pitcher. Got that fastball. We're also honored to be joined by the Gold Star family members of three heroic Marines who gave their lives in the horrible, horrible, stupid, the way they did it. We're going to withdraw, but we're going to withdraw with dignity and with pride and with strength from Afghanistan, the way they withdrew. They took the military out first. How stupid are they? You know.
So he's introducing, he's brought some really important people to this rally. Sarah Sanders. Okay, we've got a. We're actually not. There's too much here. The producer's asking me whether we have time for a phone call, and we really don't. We really don't. There's too much going on. Let's go back for a second to the Republican Lilliputians in the debate. Oh! Let me hear. This might be good. Okay, I've got both of them going. Let me mute the president. Okay, now we've got bird brain.
Not energy independent, energy dominant. We are blessed with resources. Let's do it. But the reason no one should give you a number, Hugh, on the amount of ships in the Navy is because in a few years, our interest expense is going to be more than our defense budget. So no one can give you that number realistically without first tackling what's happening with the financial situation. It would be a false number to give you that. We have got to understand this is a crisis. It is a national security concern. If we don't deal with what's going to happen with that interest expense in a few years, we're going to look like Japan. And we
Nikki
can't
Haley.
Let that happen. The strong dollar matters.
Ambassador, thank you very much. Christian.
Americans could see their Social Security benefits drastically cut in the next decade because the program is running out of money. Former President Trump has said, quote, under no circumstances should Republicans cut entitlements. Governor Christie, first to you. You have proposed
that this is going to be boring, guaranteed. So I'll switch away. Let's go back to the president.
Koi, and that's Stephen Nkoyi. Please stand, Stephen. Oh, you look good.
More introductions of key people.
I had them as my guests at Mar-a-Lago. We sat down, we listened to music all night, right? And we thought about your loved ones. It was really a beautiful evening, actually. But thank you, Stephen, very much for being here. And we love you all. It's a shame what happened there. It's just a shame. Everything. Has Biden done anything right? Think of it. The border, the economy is destroyed. Inflation is killing. What has he done right? There's not. We have tens of thousands of people tonight. There's not one person could stand up and say one good thing they've done. I don't think they've done everything. And we're laughed at. We're just being humiliated all over the world. Nobody respects us. It's too bad. No, we'll get back. We have to get back. Thank you. We have to. He says, we have to get back. It's not like making the speech. We have to get back. We have to bring sanity. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're conservative. It's not a question of being conservative. We're people with common sense, because it's really about common sense. It's not about you're conservative and you're this. But we're people that want to see borders and we want to see education. We want to see low taxes. These people, you're going to have a tax increase of four times more than you're paying right now with these maniacs. I've always said, you know, you have to lower taxes if you're going to be a politician. This is the only group that can raise taxes, and they make it sound like it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. And, you know, we gave you the largest tax decrease in history, largest tax cut in history. And we were going to do something. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia. We were going to drill, baby, drill. And we were going to sell the oil to Europe and Asia and all over the place. We had them all lined up, and we were going to pay off our $34 trillion, and we were going to lower your taxes still further. And these stupid idiots come in, and they say, oh, we don't want to do that. But not least of all, we have a man here who I was very proud to endorse. I heard about him. I got to know him. He's actually one of the best mayors in the country, as far as I'm concerned. But I gave him an endorsement, and it went on to a tremendous victory. Hialeah Mayor Steve Bovo. You know Steve? And Steve, could you come up? He said he wanted to say something. Let's hear Steve. But he's a great, great, he's a great, great guy and a great mayor. Come on up, Steve, wherever you may be. Oh, he has a sign. I don't know. Whoa.
Okay, he's bringing up the mayor of Hialeah. He's got a sign, a hidden sign.
Mr. President, we're so honored that you're here in the city of Hialeah. And I told you how honored we were that we were going to do right by you, because you've always kept your promise to the residents of this great nation, and we're appreciative. And I will be asking next week the City Council of Hialeah. Some of the members of the City Council are here with us today. Our council president is here. Our other council members are here. And I will be asking them next week to be able to authorize and vote affirmatively as we name a street after you. Donald Trump Way.
He's holding up the street sign. They've already made the street sign, Donald J. Trump Avenue, Hialeah, Florida. They're naming a street after him. That is great.
I love it.
Hialeah loves Trump. He's holding up the shirt, and the crowd is chanting it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's an honor. Great honor. I did not know that.
That's great. That's classic Trump. Impromptu.
And he's a great mayor and a great council you have. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it. This is more than a campaign, what we've been doing for now 7 years, 8 years, when you add it all up and we started. This is a movement, the likes of which world has never seen before. The world has never seen a movement like this. Together, we appointed nearly 300 federal judges, a record, and three great Supreme Court justices. We took on communist China like no administration in history, bringing hundreds of billions of dollars pouring into our treasury when no other president had gotten them to pay us even 10 cents.
Even 10 Nobody cents. That's right. Not 10 cents.
They said they're a third world country. They're a developing nation. Well, so are we. We're a developing nation. They were given so much. I ended the NAFTA disaster, worst trade deal ever made, and replaced it with the brand new USMCA, the best trade deal ever made. That's United States, Canada, and Mexico. I canceled Barack Hussein Obama's deal with the Cuban dictatorship and reimposed tough sanctions on the regime, and they were ready to do anything that our great Cuban Americans wanted. But then they came in and they just canceled everything and they put us back in the same weak position we've always been in. They were ready to do anything for our Cuban Americans and for me. I kept my promise, recognized Israel's eternal capital, and opened the American embassy in Jerusalem. No other president. They went through many, many presidents. I also recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And I think most importantly, but they did nothing with it, I withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. But they did nothing with it. Under President Trump, we had peace through strength all over the world. I'm the only candidate who can make this promise to you. This is
wonderful stuff. I mean, Trump just keeps getting better. His rallies just keep getting bigger and more powerful and more enthusiastic. Now let's go back to the, the Republican debate. Let's listen to this.
My grandmother lived in 91.
Oh, wait, let's turn the president down. Forgive me, turning the president down. And now let's turn Ron DeSanctimonious up.
I understand what you're going through with the rising prices, and you need that Social Security check. So we'll make sure to get that done. What can you do to help shore up Social Security? One of the things that's causing problems is the inflation. We have to reduce inflation.
Oh.
When you have higher inflation, the seniors get a cost of living adjustment.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Ron DeSanctimonious says we have a problem with inflation. Oh, okay. I would have never known. Isn't this great? He's so perceptive.
Gates took money from Social Security. Social Security would have more tax revenue than it put out. They would take it, and then they'd write an IOU to Social Security. Congress has a lot of dirty hands on this. I'm going to force Congress to stop spending so much money. And, you know, one thing we have to do, we talk about the retirement age, is just something that's changed in the last 4 or 5 years. Life expectancy in the United States is declining.
So, Governor,
in this
yes
country.
Or no? Would you raise it? Would you raise the retirement
when,
age?
When life expectancy is declining, I don't see how you could raise it the other direction. So it's one thing to peg it on life expectancy, but we have had a significant decline in life expectancy in this country,
so
and that's just the fact.
All right, Governor DeSantis, thank you. Thank you, candidate.
Now, notice he did not answer the question. That was a simple question. Will you raise the retirement age in Social Security? That was a very simple question. This piece of garbage, Ron DeSanctimonious, wouldn't answer the question. I hope people saw that.
I will build state-of-the-art missile defense shields and the Florida...
Back to Hialeah, back to the orange man. America's hope.
You know, it's true. I want to build a dome because, you know, you have all these countries now and more they want the weapons and they got the missiles and they got everything. And we now have it down. Ronald Reagan wanted to do that. He was met with tremendous anger from Russia. I said, why are they angry if we want to build a shield? But that's the way it was. But we're going to build a shield. And we have a technology. You see it now working all the time. It shoots down needles in the sky. We have the greatest technology in the world. And we're going to build a dome right around this country. And we're going to save ourselves from some maniac that wants to start shooting at us, right? And it means a lot of jobs, and that's one that I like a lot. I will end Joe Biden's war on American energy, and we will unleash our most powerful economic weapon. We are going to drill for so much oil. We are going to, as I said before,
drill, baby.
We are going to drill.
Drill, baby, drill.
We're going to bring down your costs. We are bringing down your energy costs. We have the highest energy costs anywhere now. And, you know, energy is really what started inflation. And I don't know if you've ever heard, but inflation is called the country buster. You can go back 300 years and you can see why some great empires failed. Many of them failed because of the word inflation. You look at Germany, old day Germany,
Argentina.
And you look at so many other countries. Inflation is a country buster, and it's busting our country right now. Where bacon is 5 times more expensive than it was just a short while. Bacon! Even I say, I don't want any bacon, it's too expensive. But we're going to get it under control, and we're going to do it fast because we're going to have so much energy and the prices are going to come down and everything else is going to follow. Under crooked Joe Biden, the economy is floundering. Families are suffering, and the largest growth industry in our country by far is government. It's the only thing that's growing. When I'm reelected, we will stop Joe Biden's inflation disaster, and we will rebuild the greatest economy in the history of the world. We'll do it. And unlike Ron DeSanctimonious, I will always protect Social Security and Medicare. He did not protect it. He wanted to do bad things to it for our great senior citizens. And when I get back into the Oval Office, I will totally obliterate the deep state. We started with Comey. We got rid of him. We got rid of a lot of bad people. We will root out the corruption, bribery, and influence selling in our nation's capital. And we will start by exposing every last crime committed by crooked Joe Biden. Because now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things. We will restore law and order to our communities. And I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America for their illegal, racist, and reverse enforcement of the law. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children.
The crowd's going wild.
I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
Not one penny. Crowd loves it. This is a huge crowd, tens of thousands. We love Trump.
No, we're going to make America great again. It's not going to take very long. Not going to take very long. And I will keep men out of women's sports. Is that okay?
Everyone's shouting. Everyone's got their hands in the air.
I will fully uphold the Second Amendment. I will continue to protect innocent life. We will restore free speech, and I will secure our elections like they've never been secured before. And by the way, our goal on elections will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. Is that okay?
Beautiful.
Now they'll really cheat. They'll get those machines humming. They'll say, we got to get this guy out of there. He's going to cause us to lose a fortune. Yeah, we want paper ballots. You know, they make paper now. Watermark paper. That's amazing. We want paper ballots. France did it. France just went to paper ballots, one day voting, voter ID, 36 million people. It took place at a winner. They had a loser. Everyone home, and the loser was unhappy. The winner was happy, and they'll already started the next fight. But you know what? They had no disputes. They had mail-in ballots a long time ago, and they turned out to be so corrupt. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, you have corrupt elections. I don't care what it is.
Yes.
It's anybody that wants it, they're corrupt. And that includes Republicans, by the way. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, you are going to have really corrupt elections. But until then, Republicans must win. We have to win so we can do this. And in conclusion, this is what we must do to restore our country to greatness. Together, we're taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. No matter how hateful or corrupt the communists and criminals we're fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. It belongs to the people with us tonight. That's how we won. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right. From Tampa to Tallahassee, from Pensacola to Sarasota, from Gainesville to Jacksonville to Miami, we inherit the legacy of generations of American patriots who gave their blood, sweat, and tears to defend our country and to defend our freedom. We stand on the shoulders of American heroes who crossed the oceans, blazed the trail, settled the continent, tamed the wilderness, laid down the railroads, dug out the Panama Canal. Nobody thought it was possible. Raised up the skyscrapers, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and from right here in this beautiful state, launched our brave American astronauts to plant the American flag on the face of the moon. Together, they made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world.
And now he begins his close with a musical background. This is wonderful stuff. Crowd is chanting. These are wonderful closes, and he speaks with a backdrop of solemn music.
But now we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years, where banks are collapsing and interest rates are skyrocketing. Likewise, we are a nation where energy costs have reached the highest in our history. We are no longer energy independent or energy dominant. We were just there a very short number of years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and many others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country anywhere in the world. We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will be reducing their output of oil and substantially increasing the price. And that threat is met by announcing that we will no longer be drilling for oil in large areas of Alaska and other parts of our country. We are a nation that is consumed by the radical left's Green New Deal, yet everyone knows that the Green New Deal is fake and will lead
Good.
To
Beautiful.
Our country's destruction. We are a nation whose leaders are demanding all electric cars, despite the fact that they can't go far, cost too much, and whose batteries and all of the other elements of those horrible cars are produced in China with materials only available in China. When an unlimited amount of gasoline is available inexpensively right here in the United States, but it's not available in China. And now we are a nation that wants to make our great army tanks all electric, so that despite the fact that they will not be able to go very far, fewer pollutants will be released into the air of the territory that we are trying to conquer. And they also want to make our fighter jets with a green energy stamp losing 15% efficiency, but allowing us to keep our enemy's atmosphere crystal clear while we attempt to knock out their air force. We are a nation that ended oil exploration and production in the United States just as the price of oil reached an all-time high. What other country would do such a thing? We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment anywhere in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your president, and for four straight years, it didn't happen. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against opposing political parties, something that we have never done before. We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, and which offers $1 million to a writer of fiction about Donald Trump to lie and say it was a fact, not fiction. Where Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, and the FBI knew it wasn't, but 51 intelligence agents said it was, and they knew it wasn't also. And a Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired, in no condition to lead, and is now in charge of dealing with Russia and possible nuclear war, which would be World War III and far more devastating than any of the previous world wars because of the weaponry that no one ever wants to think about, talk about, but it's there. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is all you get, and they are the enemy of the people. They refuse to discuss the Biden crime family, but enjoy covering false indictments of Donald Trump, who has done nothing wrong. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, and where crime is rampant and out of control like never, ever before. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon, and China to use the trillions of dollars it has taken from us to build a military to rival its own. And less than 3 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us, and everyone knows that was the fact. Now Russia and China are holding summits to carve up the world. And perhaps most importantly, we are a nation that is no longer respected or listened to on the world stage. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. We are a nation that is hostile to liberty, to freedom, and to faith. We are a nation whose economy is collapsing into a cesspool of ruin, whose supply chain is broken, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the very bottom of every single list. We are a nation where large packs of sadistic criminals and thieves are allowed to go into stores and openly rob them, beat up and kill their workers and customers, and leave with armloads of goods but with no retribution, where the authority of our great police has been taken, where their families and pensions have been threatened, and their lives would be destroyed for the mere mention of the words enforcement. We are a nation where fentanyl and all of the other forms of illegal drugs are easier to get than formula for our beautiful little babies. A nation whose once revered airports are dirty. They're crowded. They're a mess. You sit and wait for hours and then are notified that the plane won't leave, and they have no idea when they will. Where ticket prices have tripled. They don't have the pilots to fly the planes. They don't seek qualified air traffic controllers. And they just don't know what the hell they're doing. We are a nation that has lost its confidence, its willpower, and its strength. We are a nation that has lost its way. But we are not going to allow this to continue. 3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was the hard-working patriots patriots like you who built this country, and it is the hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. We will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class. And we will rout the fake news media. We will drain the swamp. And we will liberate our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all. We will win. Like those patriots before us, we will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. Together we will complete the mission. We will cross the finish line. We will give your support to everybody that is good, and you will support us in this primary. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House. We will take back our country with a righteous and magnificent victory on Election Day 2024. This will be the most important election in the history of our country. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten men and women will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family.
One movement.
Nation under God.
One movement.
And together we will make America powerful again.
Here it comes.
We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Florida. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you, Florida.
Wow. Wow. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me. The times are bad. Donald Trump's waving to the crowd. Hold on. He's coming. Yeah. He's right here.
Right, there you go, President Trump in Hialeah, Florida. Live coverage of his rally. President doing a little dance there. Big crowd there in Florida, sponsored by, of course, our...
So that was great, folks. And I apologize for interspersing these... Steve Bannon has a name for him. It's not Lilliputians. It's not midgets as a name for the rhino fake opposition that were the what do you call it, the Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. These are the only ones left. What's his name, Ron DeSanctimonious, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy is, you know, better. He's a better person, but that's all that they had in the Republican debate. That was Donald Trump live in Hialeah. You heard the whole end of his speech. You missed the beginning. But, you know, something I noticed about this speech, he is dead serious in a way that he's always been incredibly serious. But he's more serious now. And also you can see it in his eyes, you can hear it in his voice. He knows how late it is in the day, and he knows, you can hear it in his every gesture, his every inflection. You know, when he says we're going to save our country. We're going to bring it back. He knows maybe we won't. You can see that that thought has occurred to him, or not occurred to him, but that thought is very present in his mind, that we are really up the creek without a paddle. And it's, but it's wonderful to see this effort by us to save our country. What a noble fight. What a noble fight against all odds. Amazing. So anyway, we've got a little bit of time left in the show. If somebody wants to call in, we could take a call. We've got Dr. Kelly, I think, on the phone. Take a break. After the break, we'll continue the discussion.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John, Big Trump, John. That is. We're back here for the last 5 minutes of our show. And thank you all for listening. That was an incredible rally by Donald Trump. And the I don't know what we can add to that. He's got another rally coming up. And let's just take a comment here from Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir. And my timbers aren't sagging like all the other Republicans, except for Donald Trump. Yeah, dude, that was awesome. Thank you so much for your show.
Well, thank you. And the visual, which I couldn't give you on the audio here, you got most of it with the audio. Yeah. But the visual is tens of thousands of patriots in Hialeah, just west of the phony Republican debate taking place simultaneously in Miami. And, you know, this is, you could hear also the important element of what the president said. There was no happy talk. He was very focused on the fact that we are being invaded. We have been invaded. And he said an interesting thing. He said, by the time we get to the election, 1 year from now, the number of invaders, hostile invaders, that the demon rat communist, you know, thumb-sucking idiot, they will have brought in to this country, Donald Trump said, will be 15 million. Now realize the way that this corrupt system works. All 15 million of those invaders will be immediately seeking to engage in what's called chain migration. So every one of them has a brother or a sister, a mother or father, or children, and they will be using what was intended as a kind system of American law to bring them in. So the 15 million number will balloon. It will balloon to multiple times the 15 million. Now the question is the boat going to capsize? Can this boat, can America stay afloat with this many people crowding into the boat? Like a ferry boat crossing the Ganges River, packed with thousands of people on every square inch of the deck, they cause it to sink. They cause it to overturn. And is that our fate? Now I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is looking at that square on, and you can see he understands we are up the creek and we don't have much of a paddle. So
that's okay. We're going to send them all home on those sinking ships and home now. Pack it up. You're out of here.
Yeah. Now, and of course, the president is saying that there will be the largest mass deportation ever.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that tomorrow night. How do you do it? How do you do that?
They're not flying on the Trump jet or Air Force One. Okay. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you, folks, for listening tonight. You heard two live events. We'll see you again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. Good night.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.